And it's time to welcome once again back to the programme. Obviously, he may or may not have been celebrating 50 years of the television series Star Trek, which officially had its anniversary yesterday, of course. But keeping going into the future and showing how the future can have the best possible way of quality of life and living through Ace Nutritional Supplements, courtesy of Pharmanord UK, we welcome the legend that is Dennis Gord, a.k.a. Dennis the Chemist. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Alex. Good morning, good morning.
Excellent.
There's a lot of good information in the newspapers and on the television and radio since I last spoke to you with regard to health, how we can improve our health, and how we can take complementary medicines in addition to our ordinary medicines. And what I'm referring to is there's one or two specific things I wanted to tell the listeners. This one in particular, vitamin D pill that cuts asthma attack threat. And all the papers have carried the fact that it says taking vitamin D supplements can cut the risk of a severe asthma attack by half, experts have found. I mean, this is amazing. This review, led by the Queen Mary University of London, found that they were less likely to need hospital treatment, these are asthmatic patients, if they were taking vitamin D. Vitamin D, we know it as the sunshine vitamin, because it can only be made in our skin if we have enough sun to activate the process of making vitamin D. So it says British scientists yesterday described the pill, vitamin D, as a designer drug for asthma. And nobody's had to design it. It's there. We make vitamin D in our skin if it's sunny, but companies like Pharmanord, and Pharmanord is a Danish company, who by Danish law have to make their health food products to pharmaceutical standards. And so they make bio-vitamin D. That's what you ask for. It's the smallest capsule I've ever seen. I don't think anybody could have trouble swallowing this. It really is small. It's minute. But even if you tell me, I can't swallow anything, then you can chew it. Because it's just in a little olive oil. And you can chew it. So, as I was reading, British scientists yesterday described the pill as a designer drug for asthma. It reduces inflammation in the lungs and wards off the viruses that spark attacks. It's just amazing what I'm reading. A major review involving nearly 1,100 patients found that people who took the supplements with their normal medication saw the risk of a severe attack fall from 6% to 3%. That's a 50% reduction. The review led by the Queen Mary University of London found the people taking it were less likely to need hospital treatment. That means all that rushing to the hospital, maybe ambulances, the time and the doctors of the busy nurses and doctors in A&E, all that was greatly reduced, because if you're not having to rush to A&E, all those things I've just described have gone much less. They were at a lower risk of having to visit A&E, and they were less likely to need steroid tablets, the well-known prednisolone, that many asthmatics, when they're having a bad attack, that they need to take these steroid tablets. It goes on to say some 5.4 million people in the UK, well, there's 65 million people, so 5 into 65, 12 fives are 60. So it means one person in 12 on this island, UK, Great Britain, suffers from asthma. One person in 12. It goes on to say 3 people a day actually die from asthma attacks, and 2/3 of deaths are thought to be preventable. And here we're saying, they're saying, that one of the ways is to take 1,000 IU in a tiny little capsule, in the case of Pharma Nord, their bio vitamin D capsule, 1,000 IU. You can take 1 or 2 a day of 1,000 IU. The study leader, Professor Adrian Martineau, whose work was published in the world-famous Cochrane Library. Cochrane is a very famous setup where they analyze what's working, what isn't working, who should be allowed to have products to help their health. And it said, the study leader, Professor Adrian Martineau, said, asthma is a rising problem in the UK. Vitamin D, or the sunshine vitamin, as well as enhancing bone development, helps the development of at least 35 other tissues and white blood cells. I'm adding that we know vitamin D, in a book I bought 7 years ago from a professor of rheumatology in America, his 300-page book covers not just asthma, but it covers depression, it covers seasonal affective disorders, SAD, S-A-D, seasonal affective disorders, because people do get depressed when it goes dark early in the afternoon. So as we get to October, November, December, January, February, March, these months do not have anything like as much sun as June, July and August. Not that we get much sun in the UK compared to Mallorca, Spain, Italy, India, Africa, Jamaica. We don't get that much sun. We are low. The British government said 3 weeks ago, it wasn't just people over 65 or children under 5 who need vitamin D. They said everybody in the winter months should take a vitamin D capsule. And it does work better from capsules than from tablets. And here we're now linking it to one of the things is the asthma story. So it can't be clearer than that, that everybody needs vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin. Originally, we used to hear about rickets, bendy bones, and I did hear that in the London teaching hospitals, they have at least one person a week, a child being diagnosed with rickets because of the lack of sun. And of course, children nowadays, they're not running about playing cowboys and Indians, the games we used to play when I was 70 years ago, because in February, all being well, I'll be 76. Yes, but now children are on their laptops and e-phones and iPhones and Xboxes, and they're indoors staring at screens. And so they do need it more than ever, this vitamin D. So that's one thing that we're learning about. Another interesting thing is today's papers, today being Friday, September the 9th. And I've quickly glanced at the Daily Express. I've glanced at the Daily Mail. And the headlines in both papers are alluding to this fact. This is in page 4 of the Daily Mail, Friday, September the 9th. A massive heading. Statins are safe, and we should give them to 6 million more people. This is after the biggest study yet from the Oxford University experts. goes on to say, this is Sophie Borland, the health editor, in the Daily Mail, writing about this statin story. Statin is Latin to stop, and statins are drugs which, when you take one each day, will stop statin. It will stop the production of cholesterol. Cholesterol is a substance which we do need some of it, but if you have too much, it leads to furring up of your arteries, which can lead to heart attacks and strokes and other problems. So it says, the benefits of statins are hugely underestimated, and they far outweigh any harm. The biggest ever review into their use finds today. According to Oxford University researchers, the cheap daily pills prevent, listen to this, listeners, at least 80,000 heart attacks and strokes in the UK every year. And tens of thousands more could be avoided if a greater number of patients were persuaded to take them, they say. The lead researcher said he believed the number taking the drugs should be doubled from the present 6 million taking them to 12 million. Currently, an estimated 6 million adults in the UK are prescribed the pill. Professor Sir Rory Collins, one of the world authorities on the use of statins, he's the head of the Oxford Nuffield Department of Population Health. He said, our review shows that the numbers of people who avoid heart attacks and strokes by taking statins therapy are very much larger than the number who have side effects with it. We've had an underestimation of the benefits and a massive overestimation of the harms. Professor Liam Smith from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, who was also involved in the study, said there were overwhelming scientific evidence of the benefits of statin. He said the best available scientific evidence tells us that statins are effective, safe drugs that have crucial role in helping to prevent cardiovascular disease. Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of morbidity, that means illness, and mortality, that means death, worldwide. The pills cost less than 6 pence a day, and they reduce cholesterol levels in the blood, which in turn trigger heart attacks and strokes. So yes, this leads me to two of the Pharmanaut products, because this wonderful description of how statins are so safe, but it leads me to the use of Pharmanaut products, of their 48 products made in Denmark by Danish law to pharmaceutical standards. Two of their products, bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligram, and their other tablet, bioselino precise, a precise amount of the world's rarest mineral, selenium, that listeners in the UK listening to this program, where you're sitting or standing, under your chair or under your feet if you're standing, the soil in the United Kingdom has the lowest selenium as a country in the world. And you need this mineral to make 25 pathways. Without it, it's hard to make the pathways. If you lived in Venezuela, the soil there would be giving your tomatoes and cabbage and cauliflower and the grass that the cow eats. So if you eat a steak, you would be getting the selenium. But in Great Britain, we only get 31 micrograms a day, 31 millionths of a gram. If you lived in Venezuela, you would get 10 times that. You would get 350 micrograms a day. North America, they get 250 micrograms a day through the food chain from the soil. England, Great Britain gets 31, the lowest as a country in the world. There is one area in China called Kashan Province where they only get 20 a day. Until the Chinese government gave the people there a supplement, the babies were born with heart disease. So you can see how important selenium is to preventing heart attacks and strokes and many other illnesses. There are 25 pathways that you need selenium to make. The S1 protects your skin, the K1 protects your kidney, the P1 protects your liver, the thioredoxin reductase pathway protects your heart, and this mouthful, selenoiodothyronine deiodinase, that pathway, if you can make it with selenium, but Great Britain has got the lowest selenium in the world, that pathway helps people on thyroxin tablets and everybody making their own thyroxin to convert it, the T4 version, to convert it to the active form, T3. And then you can get all the benefits of your thyroxin. It reduces your chance of depression, overweight, and tiredness. There are 250,000 ladies in Great Britain who have underactive thyroids, and they are on a thyroxin tablet. But for that to work properly, they do need some selenium to make these selenoiodothyronine deiodinase converting substance to convert the thyroxin tablet into the active form. And you can't do it unless you've got enough selenium. So yes, selenium is very important in Great Britain for our health. It reduces our chance in men of prostate cancer, of getting it, by 63%. And it reduces the chance of breast cancer, which is now one woman in eight is getting breast cancer. The other substance in the Pharmanord range that links to statin story of helping people who are on statins to avoid any side effects is bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligram capsule. Q10 is a substance that's made in our liver, and as we pass 20, our liver makes less, and when we get to 40, our production has gone back to the levels of a 2-year-old, and when we get to 80, our levels have gone back to the production of a 1-year-old baby. I'm 4 years off 80. Listen to this noise. That's me thumping my six-pack, because I've been taking bioquinone Q10 gold for 25 years. My mother lived to 92 and did all the bookwork for the shop. No Alzheimer's or dementia. She was taking bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligram and this tablet on Pharmanord, Seleno Precise. My uncle died last year, fully compos mentis, no Alzheimer or dementia. He was taking both from the age of 78. He died at 99. I, as I said, I'm approaching 80, on no drugs for anything, still working, never tired. I've been taking bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligram and a Seleno Precise tablet for over 20 years. And with regard to people taking statins, at the moment there are 6 million, but Professor Collins says it should be 12 million because they are so good for reducing our chance of heart attacks and strokes and many other illnesses. So it is interesting that the statins, when they block cholesterol in the liver, and I said Q10 is made in the liver, they do block some of the Q10 production because it's the same pathway. So yes, if you feel tired and you've got a bit of muscle ache on your statin, don't stop the statin, just put back the Q10 and the selenium, because the statin can also block some of the selenium making the 25 pathways. So some of the people with the side effects of statins, and it's much better to take it and then worry about the side effect. But some of the side effects, like muscle aches and tiredness, is because it is reducing some of your Q10 and blocking some of the selenium. So you can get an even better result with your statins if you take a bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsules. You can take one a day, or two a day, or three a day, and you will get more and more energy. In my family, with this knowledge, we've been taking three a day, one with each meal, for over 20 years. In a trial in Denmark, released 2 years ago, 400 people, aged, average age 62, who all had heart failure, were given the Pharmanord capsule three a day, one with breakfast, one with lunch, one with the evening meal. That's the bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsule. And it reduced the death rate in people with heart failure by 43%. Unbelievable result. And when I was in Sweden, I heard the result of the other trial where 400 people aged 70 to 88, nobody was under 70. And they gave these people two capsules a day of bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram and one tablet of Pharmanord's Seleno Precise, 200 millionths of a gram of selenium. They followed these elderly people aged 70 to 88 for 5 years, half on the real stuff, half on the dummy. On the real stuff, the death rate from dying of a heart attack, which kills one person in three in the world, dropped 54%. In the age group 70 to 88, the rate of dying of a heart attack dropped 54% by taking two capsules a day, one at one meal, one at the other, of bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram, along with one tablet of Seleno Precise.
And you can't argue with facts like those, Dennis. I mean, amazing.
Unbelievable.
It's sorted through.
Unbelievable.
And it's brought us neatly round to the conclusion of another fantastic Dennis Gore mini-lecture in association with Multivits. So, will you be back with us again very soon?
Try me again.
Great.
Try and stop me. You can't stop me.